Welcome to the Man Cave Podcast with Dan Casper.
Business of Sports brought to you by Security Financial Bank. I don't know if you saw this on your favorite website, UniWatch.
Yes, I read everything on UniWatch, so yes, I did.
So you know that there is a report from UniWatch.
Yep.
The Packers might have another helmet.
Yep.
A white helmet.
Yep.
So what did they say? Sources, or whole thing.
The source that Paul Lucas has that's been giving him info on potential alternates, and he wasn't able to corroborate a lot of it, but enough of what that source has been saying has come to fruition, so he feels comfortable to say, well, here's what else he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Hence the Vikings white helmet to go with the winter whiteout,
mm-hmm.
and this new white alternate. You're like, wait, they have a white jersey, so why a white alternate? But it's got icicles on the numbers and stuff. But that also came from the CTE ESPN Antonio Brown Twitter account.
Yeah.
CTE ESPN, that's wow. But then this. Yeah. What do you think?
Fan? For a franchise that doesn't change anything too much when it comes to, you know, their legacy, and especially with uniforms and such, unless they're forced to.
And they did have the color brown rush. Helmets with the old school throwbacks.
Right. Well, that's a throwback. This would be like a new alternate. Like, I'm not used to alternate, like, that's something brand new. Like, those are at least throwback sort of
and
thing.
And remember, this has to be worn in combination with a particular type. Like,
yeah.
They can't just wear, this can't be like a good luck thing, like in baseball where a team likes their jersey and then they wear the alternate all season long.
So yeah, it's like when the Brewers wear pinstripes or something on Friday. Remember that back in the day? It was like always they would wear their pinstripe, old school pinstripes on Fridays
but
at
then
home.
Then if they won, then they'd wear them for 2 weeks in a row. Like,
yeah, it was always up to the pitcher, I think it was, at that starting pitcher. So.
That doesn't work that way in the NFL. If they wore the white helmet week two, they can't just be like, well, we're wearing white else. Nope, mm-hmm. You can only wear it in combination with a particular designated alternate jersey or uniform. So it's like maybe one time a year, and I'm thinking it's the color rush.
That's what I'm wondering. I don't like the fact that Green Bay wears white at home. It's just too weird. It's too weird for me, especially when they did it playing Chicago at Lambeau. I was like, what are we doing here? When I think of Green Bay at Lambeau, they're wearing their greens. They're wearing their greens. So, I mean, does that mean they would wear, is there a New Jersey color coming? Or would it be just like, yeah, when they wear all their whole white at that point?
I think it's that. Because, they're clearly embracing it. Last year, or no, 2 years ago, when they did the whole, like, a new introduction we've never had before, because they took advantage of the LED lights.
Yeah.
That game against the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
So they like the concept of it. I'm dreading the notion, and thankfully it's not going to be the case this year, but what if Washington played them and Washington broke out their all black alternates?
Oh,
so you'd have all black versus all white at Lambeau, but the all white team is the Packers.
Mm.
Like, we're basically, remember,
that's like I'm watching Don Hutson clips.
Essentially.
Black and white.
With green or maybe brown grass, depending on the time of year.
And Lambeau's usually in good shape, so.
Yeah, it's not that bad. But it reminds me of Players Weekend a few years ago. Remember when all the baseball teams had all black and all white, and you couldn't even read the number? Now, granted, here you'll read the numbers, but it's kind of like, I've been seeing a lot of commenters both in the UniWatch posts and also in the Chris Creamer sportslogos.net board. Those are the two, for those that don't know, those are the two main sites. They're dreading the notion of, are we going to have all black for black's sake? As it were, BFBS, as it oftentimes called in uniform circles. So basically, you have black because it's scary, it's cool, it's only, yeah, so it's not even not your color, versus the stormtrooper look.
Mm. I didn't even think of stormtrooper, yeah.
Yeah, the two terms I hear a lot are either stormtrooper or icy white.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other one that's like, ooh, icy. I mean, in and of itself, that can be pretty cool, but now teams are starting to do that because it's the thing. It's a total trend.
Well,
it's a fad.
I almost feel like if you're going to do this, you almost have to do, okay, white helmet. I don't know how much helmets are a big seller at the pro shop. I mean, they're pretty expensive. But I almost feel like if you're going to do this, wouldn't you want to take advantage of it a little bit more? Maybe do a different tweak on a jersey and then pop that into a pro shop, and then you got more sales coming in.
Like a green helmet or a...
Like, I'm good with the white helmet. But I'm just wondering, like, do you do a tweak with another jersey?
You'd think so. Now,
so you can cash in on that.
And again, this is, I think this is part of what's eventually the three helmet rule that's now been allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning with, because this year teams that are changing, so the Broncos and the Texans. You saw the Texans uniforms.
Yeah,
yesterday.
I was not a fan.
If for those that don't know, look it up. Now they've got their regular, but now they've got the battle red has got like.
I feel like with these jerseys, we are getting way, way, way too. How do I want to say this?
NBA style.
Yeah, that'd be yeah. Let's you know,
because the Texans actually referred to that the H town, which has this new. I'm forgetting the font name, but it's mm-hmm. the H on the helmet.
Yeah,
which is now their alternate logo,
mm-hmm.
But not to be confused with the alternate helmet that's worn with the red version. So yeah, they're the first one that's got like three completely different ones, and none of which is a throwback.
Yeah,
they took advantage of it, and they did say early on, they said, we're trying to appeal to all aspects of the fan base.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to have essentially four different uniforms, and they're actually not that different when you really look at them. But that's the goal there is to have something for everybody. Oilers fans, meanwhile, sitting back going, wait, us? Hello?
Well, Tennessee is taking
I know,
that
and
one
they're
out.
Like, yeah, cool. So yeah. We can root for our old team that, you know, bolted.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's NFL reasons why they can't. I'm sure the Texans would have done that if they could.
Right.
They just can't. When the Texans unveiled it, they referred to it as their Color Rush City Edition. They're the first team that's in the NFL that's mentioned city. We know that with the city jerseys that change every year in the NBA, well, for most teams.
Well, then you got baseball, too, the City Connects.
It's a Nike thing.
Yep.
It's all Nike. I mean, the term city.
Well, then, if you're going to do a City Connect one with Green Bay, it's got to be all yellow.
Right. Which is
although
it'd
be
do.
All green, because I don't know, but yeah.
Now, and part of this is because the players love this stuff. It's, you mm-hmm. know, straight fire 100 emojis. And yes, I sound like old dude saying, but that's what it is. They're like, I think the Broncos teaser video was like players going, wow, that's fire.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay. I mean, that's literally what they're saying. So part of it is that the helmet thing I wonder about some because that's so identifiable for the teams that that's one you want to be a little trickier about changing. Because you put the helmet graphic up on the screen, and then you look into the game and like, wait, who's that?
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, helmets, you can't, it's not like jerseys in the NBA. I kind of get why the NBA has gone so wild with uniforms over the last 7 years, because they're so easy to buy. It's
right.
A total merch thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much with helmets. Yes, you can buy them, but who's walking around with a helmet on their head? No, literally nobody does that because it makes no sense.
Well, I wouldn't say nobody. Some people do. I mean, you got costumes and that.
So. Well, yeah, I know. But, like, you're not going to, like, walk out in the hallway and go down to the sales rep three doors down.
If I could get away with it, I would. If I could find one that would fit my big head, I would.
I dare you to spend, like, a whole week wearing an NFL helmet.
I keep the blue gold one in here doesn't fit me, so I need a big one.
You got it. I would love to see that. But here's the thing. You got to wear that everywhere you go.
Mm.
Every place you
it's
go.
It's like Dwight Schrute wearing the pumpkin head.
Yes. You're going to Cabin Coffee, you're wearing the helmet.
Mm.
Like, this doesn't stop. You go to Hy-Vee, there's some of it, you're wearing the helmet. Everywhere for 1 week, 7 days, all helmet.
Yeah.
All helmet.
I'd do it.
So ultimately, are you pro or anti this? Understanding we don't know exactly how it's going to be paired, but I suspect it's the Color Rush for a Thursday night.
I mean, if it's that, I don't like. Call me old man or whatever, yelling at the front yard. I don't like Green Bay wearing white at Lambeau. I don't like it. It doesn't make sense to me. I'm cool. I'm a big fan of white on white. I would love to wear more white stuff, but I stain all the time because I'm a messy, messy guy. But I'm okay with it. I just don't want to see that as all white at home. That's my only bugaboo if it is the Color Rush.
Yeah.
It's too weird, especially when you're playing a divisional team.
That's the Bears bothered me more than the Titans for obvious
exactly.
reasons.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. 100%.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, all jokes aside, Chicago coming in wearing their homes at Lambeau. Okay. Yeah. Get it. Eye roll sort of thing. But I didn't like it.
But no. Yeah. Like, I don't think the Bears have, and the Bears have started wearing, and they don't, I'm trying to think if they worn their white, and I can look it up in the Gridiron Uniform Database because that's pretty almost 100% comprehensive. I don't think they've worn white at home the regular white jerseys. They've worn those white throwbacks to the 30s with all the stripes. They've worn those at home a few times. But I don't think they've done, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think they've done that with the Packers yet. Because that would be weird seeing the Packers in green and gold at Soldier Field.
The thing is, like, so, you know, going back to the logo thing, how many Packers fans would like an, quote, alternate logo?
I don't know that there are that many.
That's what I'm curious. Like,
I've never
are there
heard
younger
it.
Fans that would like?
What would it be? Like,
would it be the retro one again, where it's like the football player? You know what I mean? Like the Lombardi thing? But
the GB, yeah, that's like as close.
That or the football with the football player in it, almost doing a Heisman type of pose?
Yeah, it's, and that gets a little too detailed.
Yeah.
But I don't think there really is one. Like, what's your alternate Raiders logo? There isn't one. It's the shield. You know what it is. So there are some teams I don't think you can really go there. I'm not a fan of it, again, for that same reason. Like, I really hope, because the NFL's been loosening their restrictions faster than I thought, but I hope they hold it at a certain point, because there are only 17 games in a given season. If you suddenly go, you know what, guys? You can wear whatever you want whenever. Go all college. Oh, gosh. We are going to get so much mixing and matching, and who knows plus, it does feel like, as time has gone along, and I get it because you want uniform standards and everything, when you watch a game, it's a little less obvious where you're watching a game if you're watching it on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bears, at some point, if they do get a domed stadium, it's going to be more obvious that it's going to seem more like generic inside dome, like SoFi or U.S. Bank. I mean, there's some where it's obvious where if it's a night game, tougher to tell. Day games, a little easier. The point being, do we get to the point like we have in the NBA right now where you don't necessarily know who you're watching? If you're looking at a glance, like, wait, mm-hmm. who?
Yeah.
What? Is that the Patriots and the Jets? Oh, no, that's the Raiders and the Bengals. I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
That would be, I'm sorry, I think that's bad. I want to know who I'm watching.
At least we don't have to worry about football fields changing like NBA courts do, and it's
that's even worse.
God awful.
You have really no clue. The Bucks are in blue with a blue court playing a team wearing their brown alternates, even though they normally wear black and red. Huh? Wait, what? And yes, I do sound like old dude, but I mean, unless we're so player centric at this point that it really doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's part of it. We talked about this before. Younger generation, I think, is more interested in individual players than teams, especially in the NBA.
Oh, yeah. NBA is 100%.
So it doesn't really mean as much.
Mm-mm.
The
other part of me, too, I'm kind of curious, with the whole, you know, with Green Bay opening up in Brazil against Philly, you've heard of this.
The green problem.
The green problem where that's – first of all, I love that effect. I love the fact that a stadium bans a color because that's their rival. I love that. I wish we'd see that around here.
Lambeau Field should just say, nope, no more navy and orange.
Right. No purple either. None.
Yeah, sorry.
If you're wearing it and you're coming in, you're banned.
Honolulu blue and silver is out.
Yeah.
I
love that. I think it's so cool as a fan because it heats up the rivalry a little bit more. I love it. It mm-hmm. will never happen here.
Also, the orange thing you can never do because of Bears game in November and December.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah. Well, it has to be a certified blaze orange hunting coat. Can't be
specifically. You know, we'll have to have sensors at the gates to make sure it's the right type.
And if you come in with a shirt underneath and you take it off, I'm sorry, but that gentleman who's tasked of watching that area will escort you out of out of the stadium.
Please, the video boards. Please text Closet Bear Fans. To
When they do that message that says, "If you notice anything, text 7777 with row number blah blah blah." Yeah,
Bears fans. Wearing stuff under their blaze orange.
Yeah. I thought that was so cool. I don't know if they'll probably make an exception for this or not, but maybe that's where Green Bay wears all their whites.
Well, here's the thing. The Packers would probably be okay actually wearing their road uniform because it's primarily mm-hmm. yellow and white. Well, the Eagles, they can do it. They got the black alternates.
Advantage Green Bay with the weather.